No, not yet. I guess I'm too picky. I'll probably end up as sad and alone as Thelma, and hope that some dear friend comes by to pay me a visit in my old age. I doubt that very much. Besides, there's nothing wrong with being picky. You should never settle. When you make that kind of commitment, you want to make sure it has a chance to last forever. Forever was one thing Michelle didn't want to think about. It was hard enough making it from one day to the next, or more specifically, from morning to night. The waitress brought over her sandwich, and Michelle immediately bit into it. She didn't have much time before she had to be back behind her desk at Reagan Electronics. "How is Robert?" Mrs. Hayes asked when Michelle put down her half-eaten sandwich to take a sip from her water bottle. "He's well. He has a dental practice in Boston, and it's really flourishing," she said, with pride bubbling in her heart for her big brother.
"Good for him. I always knew he'd make something grand of himself. What about you, Michelle? What have you done with your life?"
Michelle took a deep breath. She'd done something well with her life, too, but it had been ripped away from her. Stolen. "I'm doing okay," she lied. No need to burden the old woman with her sad life story.
"What is okay?"
Mrs. Hayes reached across the table and covered Michelle's hand with hers. Michelle glanced at the pale, freckled hand against her darker one. Mrs. Hayes had known her from the moment she was pulled from her mother's womb. The woman knew her, maybe better than she knew herself. "Okay means I'm not doing as well as I should be. I finished college, landed a great job, but lost it due to the failing economy. I haven't been able to find another one. I've been temping ever since."
"Oh, dear," Mrs. Hayes mumbled, patting her hand. "What kind of job are you looking for?"
"I'm trained in human resources, but anything permanent would do."
"What?"
she added, eyeing her friend with hope. "Do you know somebody who's hiring? You used to have a lot of clout back in the day when you operated your cleaning business. You got a lot of kids in our neighborhood summer jobs with some of the most prominent companies in Manchester. Some of them still work for those companies." Mrs. Hayes shook her head sadly.
"I'm afraid I've lost my clout, my dear. With takeovers, sellouts, buyouts, and the likes, I don't know who owns what anymore."
Michelle tried to smile through her disappointment. She should know better than to hope. Hope had ceased being her friend since that fateful night 2 years ago. Or maybe she'd never met Hope. After all, her mother had died giving birth to her. Seems like she'd been cursed since the day she was born.
"Cheer up, my child," Mrs. Hayes said, placing her hand against Michelle's cheek. "The Lord isn't done with you. Maybe he hasn't even begun working on you yet. Who knows?"
Chapter 1. 1 month later. Eric frowned as a young woman hopped out of the cab that had just pulled into his driveway. His frown deepened when she hauled a suitcase out behind her, raised her hand to shade her eyes against the noonday sun, and gazed speculatively up at his house. "They've got to be kidding me," he muttered. He'd distinctly requested an older woman, no younger than 50, who had experience taking care of young children. Someone from the agency had called to say that the scheduled candidate had canceled due to a family emergency, and that a Michelle Carter would be coming instead. Was it okay if she brought her credentials with her? Although the agencies conducted investigations, Eric ran his own background checks before interviewing potential employees. He could never be too careful when it came to the welfare of his only child. Today, he'd trusted Ready Nanny Agency because there was no time to check, and look what they sent him. A girl barely out of her teens. Her hair was cut too short for a woman. She was too skinny and too tall. Her jeans were too tight, and the seductive sway of her hips was unequivocally too provocative. Despite his objections, and the fact that he handled women